I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to the writer of Luke. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." So today's gospel reading is entitled Parable of the Rich. Parable of the Rich Fool. Sa Tagalog, ang talinghaga ng mayamang hangal. Oh, di ba? Mayamang hangal. Kasi di ba August is buwan ng wika. So susubukan nating Pilipino. Pero yung sinulat ko sermon English. Hirap ka talaga eh. So, but before we begin, let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we acknowledge you as the source of life, the source of everything that we have. Lord, we want to know you more. We want to know how to live a life that is pleasing and that will give glory to your name. We are your people. You called us by name, Lord God. We ask that you open our hearts, that our hearts will be a rich soil of the seed of your word. And when it is planted, we'll be able to produce fruits in our lives. We give back to you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Many who hear this parable may wonder, why is the rich farmer called a fool? Diba? Bakit tinatawag na yung farmer, yung magsasaka, isang hangal? One could easily argue that the rich man is a wise and responsible person. He has a thriving farming business. Siguro isa siyang hacendero. Hacendero. Mayroon siyang hacienda. His land has produced so abundantly that he does not have enough storage space in his barns. Siguro talaga siya, umaman, talagang prosperous siya. So he plans to pull down his barns and build bigger ones to store up all his grains and goods. Diba? Kasi hindi nga na mag-cash, diba? Since practical, for practical reasons, what we do is, diba, we build bigger barns, a bigger storage space. Then, so he plans to pull down his barns and build bigger ones to store all his grains and goods. Then he will have ample savings and set aside for the future and will be able to set to enjoy his golden years. Katulad ko, malapit na yung golden years ko. I just celebrated my 47th year last July. So 3 more years, I'll be a golden gay. So diba, ano, okay lang naman diba na mag-ipon tayo para sa ating golden years. Diba? Isn't this what we are encouraged to strive for? Isn't it wise and responsible to save for the future? Lalo na darating ang araw, diba, na hindi na tayo kasing lakas or kasing ganda. Diba? Hindi na tayo marketable. So the rich farmer would probably be a good financial advisor. He seemed to have things figured out. He has worked hard and saved wisely. Now he can sit back, relax, and enjoy the fruit of his labor. Tama po ba ako? Am I right? Not exactly. There is one very important thing the rich man has not planned for. His reckoning with God. But God said to him, "You fool." Diba? Siguro sa Tagalog, gaga ka. Sabi ni ano ni, di po, baklang to. Diba? Gaga. Sige, diba? This very night, your life is being demanded of you. And the things that you have prepared, whose will they be? Parang sinasabi niya, diba, matetegi ka na. At pag nategi ka, saan mapupunta ang mga yaman mo? Diba? The rich farmer is a fool. Not because he is wealthy or because he saves for the future, but because he appears to live only for himself. And because he believes that he can secure his life with his abundant possessions. When the rich man talks in this parable, he talks only to himself. Diba? Puro siya, me, myself, and I. And the only person he refers to is himself. What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops. I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Kasi sabi niya, party, party na tayo. The rich man's land has produced abundantly, yet he expresses no sense of gratitude to God. Diba? Kanino ba nanggaling ang yaman? Yung ground ba? Basta tutubo lang ng mga plants? Diba yun ay galing sa Diyos? Or he also did not express gratitude to the workers, yung mga manggagawa niya who have helped him plant and harvest his crops. Diba? Siguro ito isang kapitalista, isang ganid na kapitalista. Iniisip lang niya ang sarili niya. Siguro hindi niya nagbabayad ng ano, wage. Ano ba yun?
Minimum wage.
Diba? Siguro hindi nagbibigay sa SSS to. Hindi nagbabayad ng tama. So, he has more. So that's why he has more grains and goods in storage that he could ever hope to use. Yet he seems to have no thought of sharing it with others. For myself, I lang. And no thought of what God might require of him. He is blind to the fact that his life is not his own to secure, and that his life belongs to God, and that God can demand it back anytime. The writer of Ecclesiastes realized, quite simply, that you can't take it with you. All that we worked so hard in life will end up in someone else's hands. As the writer of Ecclesiastes put it, who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Hindi natin alam kung yung magmamana ba ng kayamanan natin ay matatalino or mga tatanga-tanga, diba? Yet they will be masters of all which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. 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 Emptiness. Emptiness. A preacher would do well to name this feeling that washes over all of us who are enticed by materialism. Our reality is that no matter how much we have, we are always aware of things we don't have. Diba? Kahit gaano man ka-latest ang iPhone mo, kahit gaano man kaganda ang Louis Vuitton or ano ba yung mga magaganda? Chanel or yung mga sapatos mo na latest na sapatos mo or mga damit mo na signature na mga Prada of China, mga ganun. We are always aware of things we don't have. Laging may kulang. We are bombarded by marketing wizards whose job is to convince us of all the products we need to complete our lives. Diba? May shampoo, diba? Pag ginamit mo daw yung shampoo yun, kompleto na yung buhay mo. Ginamit ko siya, pero hindi pa rin kompleto yung buhay ko. And so we never quite feel that we have enough. Like the rich farmer, we are tempted to think that having large amount of money and possession stored up will make us secure. Sooner or later, however, we learn that no amount of wealth or property can secure our lives. Kahit gaano ka man, kasing yaman ka man ni Bill Gates or ni Henry C. Or kasing or katulad ka ni dating Presidente Marcos, no amount of wealth can protect us from a genetically inherited disease. No amount of wealth or property can secure our lives, or no amount of wealth can protect us from a genetically inherited disease, for instance, or from a tragic accident. Meron akong kilala na ang yaman niya, as in talaga, meron siyang dalawang bahay niya sa Ayala, Alabang. May bahay siya sa may Santa Rosa. May bahay siya sa Tagaytay. Sa sukat din. Doktor siya.
Normal example.
Pero may sakit siya. Mayroon siyang sakit. So, para bang hindi rin ma-enjoy yung life mo na kahit ang dami-dami mong pera, 'di ba? Hindi mo rin talaga ma-enjoy. So, no amount of wealth can keep our relationship healthy and our families from falling apart. In fact, wealth and property can easily drive a wedge between family members. as in the case of the brothers fighting over the inheritance at the beginning of this text. Diba nung binasa natin, yung isang lalaki, sinabi niya, sabihin mo sa kapatid ko, Jesus, na hatian ako sa yaman. Ang sabi naman ni Jesus, anong pakialam ko dyan? Anong ganun, diba? Ang taray ni Jesus. Diba? Marami mga mayayaman, diba? Nag-aaway-aaway sila sa mga mana-mana. So no amount of wealth can keep families from falling apart. Most important, no amount of wealth can secure our lives with God. In fact, Jesus repeatedly warns that wealth can get in the way of our relationship with God. Take care, he says. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. It is not that God doesn't want us to save for retirement or future needs. It is not that God doesn't want us to eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy what God has given us. We know from the gospel that Jesus spent time eating and drinking with people and enjoying life. Pinagbintangan pa nga siya na may gluton. Kasi mahilig siya si Jesus mahilig makipag-party-party yan. Nakipag-inuman yan, nakikikain, nakikisocialize yan. Hindi naman party pooper si Jesus. But he was also clear about where his true security lay. It is all about priorities. It is about who truly God is God in our lives. It is about how we invest our lives and the gifts that God has given us. It is about how our lives are fundamentally aligned towards ourselves and our passing desires, or toward God and our neighbors, towards God's mission to bless and redeem the world. A seasoned pastor once said, "I have heard many different regrets expressed by people nearing the end of their lives. But there is one regret I have never heard expressed. I have never heard anyone say, 'I wish I have given so much away. I wish I have kept more for myself.' Debt has a way of clarifying what really matters. Our lives and our possessions are not our own. They belong to God. We are merely stewards of them for the time God has given us on this earth. We rebel against this truth because we want to be in charge of our lives and our stuff. Gusto natin tayo ang in charge. Yet this truth is actually good news because all that we are and all that we have belongs to God, and our future is secure beyond all measure. So Jesus tells us, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you His kingdom. Let us pray. Parent God, truly Lord, this world has tempted us that we cannot have everything. That we need to work hard, we need to have all the money and the possession of this world to be secure. But we have realized, you have said in your word, the true security, the true meaning of life is found in you. Lord, let the gospel that we have read today Let the words that I have spoken today be embedded in the hearts and minds of your people. Let them use their wealth, their possessions in the right way, and that is to share your love, your message of love to all people. Lord, we thank you for what we have, Lord God. Truly, you are the source of everything, and that we want to use our possessions to give you glory and to share your love to others. All this we ask in the name of Jesus, who is the source of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.